my heart. With Olympus sitting next to me, I forget that I am royal and he is common. Maybe it is the bold way he speaks his mind, often leaning over to touch my arm until I nod with understanding. Then, when I am the one speaking, he listens carefully to every word, looking at me with such tenderness, I end up pouring out my heart to him. Olympus will be a great physician, I know it. Though he is young like myself, I trust him deeply. But he is worried about my safety. He has heard ugly rumors about me, and this morning he saw something disturbing at the stables. The riding master showed Olympus a square piece of papyrus that had been nailed to Bucephalus' stall. On it was painted drawings showing the Ptolemy children. The three youngest were sleeping peacefully in cradles. The two eldest, Tryphaena and Berenice, were gazing at their reflections in a mirror. But the third daughter, me, was missing her head. When Olympus brought this papyrus to me, my heart fell. I do not know exactly what it means or who wants to kill me. It is common knowledge that I am father's favorite daughter, so perhaps the people who hate him hate me as well, because I am the one he most likely would name to succeed him.
Cleopatra says she doesn't know who made the painting of her without her head, but we can guess that it was Tryphaena. It would make sense for her to want to scare Cleopatra, because Cleopatra's the sister who threatens her and her power the most. What do you think? Is there someone else who could have done this? Okay, let's keep going at the very top of page 41.